We are learning Masechtas Nida Daf Yedal Ramal Aleph, and we're starting from the bottom, all in the bottom. You give them a base. Omar Abaya. Abaya says, Roichvei Gemalim, people who ride camels, Asurim Le'achol B'Truma. It's also for them to eat Truma, and what's the reason? Rashi explains, because Evereim is Chamemim B'Basar Hagomol Metzien Zeres. They sit directly on the camel, their Eve gets warmed by the body of the gemalim, the boss of the gemalim, and the mighty carry, mighty zera, and therefore they cannot eat truma. Tayin amehaki, going to the brayse of the same thing. Roich be gemalim kulam rishaim. The roich be gemalim are all rishaim. Why? Because the way you ride a camel is riding directly on the camel, and it causes them to mighty zera.
They're not doing it themselves. They're not being
caught
in themselves. The camel.
They just use a certain type of saddle that shouldn't have the problem, or sit a certain way. Because they sit this way, therefore they're a shoim. Hasafanim kulam tzadikim. The people who the sailors are all tzadikim. What's the reason? Rashi explains because they're always in sakana and libam la'avim shavashmaim. Always davening to Hashem, so kulam tzadikim. Hachamarim. People ride chamorim, mehem rishom, and mehem tzadikim. Some of them rishom, some of them tzadikim. Which ones are rishom, which ones are tzadikim? Tamar explains. Ikad amri, hodu makif, hodu loy makif. The ukif on a chamor, the saddle on a chamor is made out of wood. So if they use a wooden saddle, so then there's no chimum, doesn't warm them, it's very hard, and therefore there's no problem with tzizera. But if they ride directly on the donkey, then it causes them zera to come out, and therefore they're rishom. So if you have an ukif, you're not a rasha. If you do not have an ukif, then you are a rasha. V'yikadamri, hod metartim, hod le metartim. Depends how they ride. Metartim is lashon of a scale. If they ride with both legs separate on each side, then it's a problem of chimum, of mitzizera. But if they sit with both legs hanging on one side, like they sit on one side, both legs hanging on one side, then it's no problem of chimum, and therefore they're not rishon.
How somebody let it jump up in Montezakana?
What?
The sailors, it's not really, they
have to do the panasa. It says also, they love noise as nafshe, the pasuk says. They go up, climb up on a tree for someone. That's a job. That's not a problem. Shumar Levi, light aman the goni aparkid. Shumar Levi gave a klala to those that lie aparkid. What's aparkid? It means, so Rashi learns it means they lie flat on their back. And they lie flat on their back, it's a problem of that Rashi, the way Rashi learns is that sometimes his aver is miskasha, gets hard, and it gets exposed, and it's a gnus. That's one shot, or his hands touch it. Others say, the Tosfos has a little different shot. Tosfos says it's lying on your stomach. That's called a parkid. But either way, lying on your back or lying on your stomach is a problem. And Shuv Levi is to give them a klala for that. Someone should not lane kriyashma while he's lying on his back. It's mashma. Kriyashma hud la yikra. He should not lane kriyashma on his back. Ha migna shapadami. But you let a lion sleep like that. You just can't say shma like that. It's not covered to say kriyashma like that. But you let a lie like that. What's pshat? We say you're not allowed to lie on your back. So linya migna. If you're sleeping, kimatzli shapadami. If you incline a little bit to the side, that's good. It's not a problem of lying on your back. But in kriyishma, kimatzli aser. In kriyishma, even if you turn a little bit, it's aser. You should not say kriyishma at all on your back. You have to be completely on your side. So it's saying, lying flat on your back is a problem of mitzizera or the problem of gnos. That's flattening your back. Move a little bit, so then that's lying is not a problem, but Shema is a problem. Shema has to be said completely on your side. Because it's not covered for Shema to be lying in your back. Oh, you can spray it over there, saying Shema. You have to say Shema with a little bit of covered rush. Break the Amar, Rav Yechon, Amatz, Tiv, Kari, Kriya Shema. Rav Yechon should turn a little bit to the side, and not Mamish on the side, and he's still laying Kriya Shema. So, Gemara Shani, Rav Yechon, the Val Basava. Rav Yechon was very heavy. Kavuya and Gemara Sabah Mutsia, he was very heavy, and therefore, he couldn't turn to his side. So he just turned a little bit, and that was enough for him to say Shema that way, and that's enough.
How did he sleep?
He let him sleep that way. He let him sleep to a little inclined to his side.
I said Shema, and he slept both on his side.
Yeah. Zokta Mishnah Vaita. that everyone's like a sleeping inclined. Not only Nalan Baba Hasa. Talk to New Mishnah. We learned in the last parak that someone's Asuka B'tairis makes two B'dikas a day, standard B'dikas, the morning and the evening, and also before Tashmish and after Tashmish. So the Mishnah is going to elaborate a tiny bit on this and tell us two more dinim that negate those B'dikas. Derech B'nai Yisrael Misham Shois B'shnei Idim Echad Loi Ve'echad Lo. The halach is that when someone's Asuka B'tairis, they have to make a B'dika after Tashmish. The halach is, not only do they have to make a B'dika, the husband also has to make a bedika on his aver. It means he wipes his aver with an aid, and this way he wants sees any dam over there. Vatznuois mesaknois shlishi lesakan zavayis, and the tznuois also prepare a bedika cloth to do the bedika before tashmish. And the gemara before I asked already that tznuois everyone on suka retires has to make a bedika before tashmish, and so the gemara explained that tznuois mean. What stories mean is that they didn't use the same v'dik cloth twice. They didn't reuse the v'dik cloth. Now, that's the halacha. Now, what happens if you find dam on these v'dik cloths after tashmish? What's the halacha? So the Mishnah is going to explain about that. Nimtza shaloi, if he finds blood on his v'dik cloth after he wipes his own aver, the halacha is tameim. First of all, it turns out that where did that blood came from? It came from tashmish. It means that she was a nida b'shas tashmish. So first of all, they're both tamei nida, and he gets tamei 7 days. It's like she's tamei 7 days. Another thing is v'chayavim v'karvin. The chay v'chayav karvin chatos. Why? Because they were bayal nida. They had tashmish while they were nida. Because how else would the dam get on his aver? There's no other way. It couldn't be she became nida afterwards. If she became nida afterwards, there's no way dam got on his aver. So therefore, it has to be that the dam was there b'shas tashmish, and therefore he chayav v'karvin. That's Nimsa Shloi. It's simple. It doesn't be right away. It could be, you know, a few minutes later. But as long as it's found on him, we know it came from her. Where else did it come from? Nimsa Shloi, but if she wipes herself and finds dam, so it depends when. Because if she wipes herself like 20 minutes later, maybe she's becoming neither right now, right then. Not 20 minutes before. So it depends. Nimsa Shloi, find on her aid, Bdika dam. So Esyam, if she did the Bdika immediately after the Tashmish, then Tameim, they both Tamei 7 days, v'chayavim v'karv, v'chayavim chatos, because it must have been, she was neither b'shas tashmish. Nimtza shel lachazman, if she finds on her eid b'dika lachazman, we'll see what achazman means. The halach is Tameim v'safik, we're not sure, that's a safik Tamei of 7 days. U'ptum v'karv, they don't have to bring a karv chatos, because it's safik. Eizu achazman, what's called achazman? Kedei, the time that it takes, kedesh tered min amita, that she gets off the bed, v'tadiach paneha, and she wipes herself. Paneha means paneha shamata. The time it takes for her to get off the bed and to wipe herself, that's called achazman. V'achakach, the next level, then matama es leis, then matama es bayala. Then all it is tum es leis, and not matama es bayala.
Why is it something coming?
It was close enough. It was close enough. Maybe it was the B'shas Tashmish. It's suffering.
You know what? She's
coming
now.
She's coming now. But
it's
what? It means both of them are tummy. Even he is. Oh. Even he's tummy. And then there's Achkar as a third man, and that's Matama Eslais. Only Matama thinks she touched last 24 hours. Then Matama Esbayla, and he does not become tummy 7 days. Rekiva Ima Ach Matama Esbayla. Rekiva is Machmir, that by every Eslais, that's Matama Esbayla. And then Mishnah, so just till here, there's three zmanim that comes out when she makes a bedika. There's esyoim, which means meyad, right away. Then there's a shear of achazman, which is, we'll see in the Gemara exactly, but it's a certain shear. Let's say it takes time, whatever it takes time to get off the bed and make a bedika, it sounds like right now. And the third zman is after that. That's a third zman there. It's not matam esbayla, and it's not matam esbayla. That's the three levels. First level is chayav karmel chatos. The next level is Tamei Mesafik and Zochayev Chatos. And the third level, that even the Boyla is not Tamei, according to the Rabbanah. Rabbi Kiva argues that holds that's the same. There's no third shear. And the end of the last line.
Acha's man was the middle shear?
Yeah. The Acha Acha. Next one's called Acha Acha.
Tanakama said Ibitama's Boyla, no?
No. Only an Acha Acha. It says Acha Kach. It says Matamei Slays, Ibitama's Boyla. Only the Acha Acha is that, not Matamei's Boyla.
You argue on saying he's too precious?
No. No, there it's a Tamei Safik, there it's a Safik, Tamei Safik, they're both Tamei Safik. Because there it's maybe it was Shas Tashmish, there it's a Safik, maybe it was Shas Tashmish, it was Tamei 7 days. But when it goes after that zman, then it goes into the din of daya shaita, those dinim, those not tamas barla. Of course, in these cases, there's tumas maga, but not tummy of 7 days. And the Gemara off, Maidin Chama Rabbi Kiva, Brayas Kesem Shem Tamas Baila. Chama Maidin Rabbi Kiva, by Kesem, that your time is 7 days. And we'll see, the Gemara will explain this on tomorrow's daf.
You know what? When you saw the Kesem?
We found the Kesem. We found the Kesem. When have you found it?
What, around the Kesem?
Yeah, around the Kesem. So Tamas Baila, you know, let's see, it goes back 24 hours. Tamas Baila, 24 hours back.